What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
To get all the facts together. Mike, I assume they keep coming in.
That's right. Although at this point, because it's dark and there are no copter shots to look at, it's not exactly clear exactly where the jet crashed or how wide the debris field is, how many homes may have been affected on the ground. But what we do know is that the FAA now says six people were on board that small plane that crashed almost 30 seconds after takeoff from Northeast Philadelphia Airport. It climbed to an altitude of about 1,600 feet and then crashed. It was en route to Springfield Branson National Airport in Missouri. It appeared to be a medical transport jet. It was registered to a company operating as MedJets. Now, Mayor Parker spoke to the media a short time ago. She said she didn't have any figures on casualties, but she asks people to stay away from the scene, and if they see debris, not to touch it, but to call 911. Video from the scene has been showing the plane plummeting to the ground at an extremely steep angle and then bursting into flames. The video we've seen, it looked like it was taken from row houses across Cottman Avenue from the Roosevelt Mall. Again, there was smoke rising from the scene with homes and cars on fire. No indication, as the mayor has said at this point, as to casualties, but the city has declared a mass casualty event. And again, we don't know how many of those casualties may have been on the plane or on the ground, but of course, we will keep on top of it.
All right. Thank you, Mike. That is Mike DiNardo reporting live from the newsroom. And once again, Governor Josh Shapiro, he says he...
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.